In fact, I want to know what you're thinking about food because, look, staying healthy, it's hard at the best of times, and it's around about this time of the year when most of us are maybe not eating as well as we promised ourselves we were going to when we came into 2018. Why is it so hard? Why is it so difficult to stay motivated? And why is comfort food so, I guess, comforting? Well, Jan McLeod is a nutritionist, a life coach, a mentor, and a public speaker. Jan, a very good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, why? Why is it so difficult to stay healthy in terms of our eating? Why do we often find ourselves jumping back into bad habits when there's nothing wrong with healthy food?
Okay, well, I guess we need to understand why it is we're actually eating what we're eating. And in working with people, what I find is that the reason, the desire to want to eat healthy may not be sufficient. For some it is, but for others, they need to understand what are the triggers for going for the food that they're going for. Because essentially they have some habits that they've developed, and habits are very deeply embedded. And it could be because it's fatigue, it could be because they're upset, it could be because they're frustrated. But really, you've got to get to the heart of what it is of the why first.
And that is presumably an individual thing for each person.
Yeah, it absolutely is. It is an individual thing for each person. I talk about a little short process with the an acronym that says ADAM. And essentially that says you need to become aware. So that's the A. The D is you need to decide why it is you want to make the eating change. The A then is to actually take action, and then eventually it's get to maintenance. It sounds simple. The acronym sounds simple, but it's a process, and it's not easy. And really, I think the hardest thing to accept for most of us is that it requires effort and it requires focus. And as soon as those things lapse, we can go back to square one.
What about the biology side of it? I mean, we know that if we eat well, we do feel better. So what is it about those, what feel like beyond those mental cravings, but those deep physical cravings for bad food?
Look, there's no doubt. The thing about being a nutritionist is what your job or what your aim is you're trying to get people to understand how their physiology, how their biology, whatever word you want to use, actually responds to the food that they're eating. And there are certain foods that our bodies are pre-programmed to store body fat. That's the first thing. And we've kind of accept that. And it means, you know, this famine to feast that we lived in thousands of years ago, our bodies will actually respond to certain types of food. And unfortunately, a lot of the food, I say we're eating food products, not necessarily food these days. And so we eat it, we enjoy it, and we don't really understand or not aware of kind of what's going on. And the body can then crave more, and we then beat ourselves up for not having it. And the whole thing kind of spirals out of control like a snowball.
It's not just junk food too. I imagine as a nutritionist, you get a little frustrated with the fad diet du jour when it rocks around every, you know, every 3 months or whatever.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yes. Yes, you can hear the sigh. Look, I think restrictive eating, which is being, let's say the word, over-selective with food, is as bad as going the whole hog where you kind of have no rituals or habits around your choices and you're not filtering out. I mean, nature designed food for us. It gave us wonderful colours to attract us to it. It put different combination of nutrients in different foods so we could get the variety that we need and the nutrients we need. And yeah, look, we can really become quite tough on food, really focusing on enjoying it. And I say to people, and they sort of laugh at me to begin with, that food is sensual. It's supposed to engage our sight, our taste, our touch, and our smell. So it's to be enjoyed, and removing big food groups or following a trend is unlikely to be sustainable for you. You're better off focusing on core habits and enjoying the food, you know, three meals and maybe a snack a day.
So in a city like Sydney, which has great food, great restaurants, is it impossible to have a healthy eating lifestyle and still dine out occasionally? Are the two anathema?
No, it's absolutely possible.
Excellent.
Absolutely possible. It's about moderation. It's about how much. It's about getting that, you know, and balance, or what do you want to say, that trade-off between eating good meals and then actually making wise choices when you're out.
Jan McLeod, thank you so much for your time this morning.
My pleasure.
You can find Jan online. We'll put a link up on 2SER.com. She is a nutritionist, a public speaker, a mentor, and a life coach. And, you know, yeah, maybe I should be thinking a bit more about my diet.